afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Tom Kellner, and I'm the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner and National Race Discrimination Commissioner. And could I welcome you all here this afternoon and acknowledge the President of HERIOC, John Von Dusa, down the front row, in the middle. You can target him if you don't know him. But can I begin by acknowledging the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, the traditional owners on whose land we're meeting today, and to welcome you to the Human Rights Law Bulletin Seminar entitled Native Title Developments in Case Law and Practice. And it's good to see so many people with an interest in Native Title, because it is becoming, as you know, still a very hot topic, and one that does still require a lot of attention. And just because we're celebrating 15 years since Mabo, we still need to keep the issue on the fore. But I'm sure that both our speakers today we'll look at different issues. Sean will start off and discuss developments in recent case law in Native Title, and he'll be followed by Kevin, who'll discuss some of the developments of and some of the practical developments in relation to Native Title determinations, and including the prevalence and the increasing prevalence in Queensland itself, where Kevin is a State Director of the Native Title Tribunal up there, have the most determinations in Australia, as you probably know. But look, you're not here to listen to me, so let me start off by introducing Sean. After graduating, Sean Brennan worked as an associate to the Federal Court Judge, and then at Inner City Legal Centre in Darlinghurst. Between 1994 and 98, he worked at the Cape York Land Council, the National Indigenous Working Group, and other Aboriginal organisations. From 1999 to 2002, he was in the Commonwealth Parliament's Research Services before joining the Uni New South Wales Law School. Between 2002 and 2005, Sean was Director of the Treaty Project at Goulburn and Tobin Centre of Public Law, and he was investigating the public law implications of a treaty, or a treaty-like agreement between Aboriginal or Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and the Australian governments. Together with project partners George Williams, Larissa Berendt and Lisa Strellan, he is a co-author of the book Treaty, put out by the Federation Press in 2005. Sean continues his association with the Centre, and particularly its work on Indigenous legal issues, as Director of the Indigenous Rights, Land and Governance Project. So could I welcome Sean, please?